Market report with Gothier. All right, so thanks for joining. It's great to talk to you publicly here. We've talked a lot. Gothier here is a legend in analysis of NFTs. If Dune Analytics is the robot in the room, then these guys are the humans in the room. Can I say it like that?
That's pretty cool. Yeah, exactly. Actually, we started so long ago. Yeah, like in 2018, after you, of course, but yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah, and you've been putting out quality reports, printed, PDF version to support decisions, advocacy, and just knowledge about what are NFTs, what is this market like? And you really do need to have a human behind these type of reports.
First, thanks for the invitation and for the introduction as well. So yeah, just what about me? So I'm personally in the NFT industry and like really working in that industry since, as I said, early 2018, when we founded nonfungible.com at that time. And before that, I have been into consulting and digital strategy for almost a decade. Before that, I've been working in a lot of different companies like BNP Paribas and others. But to be frank, I really started really enjoying what I did with NFTs, because once in a lifetime, I was like, okay, now I discovered a space where actually no one was doing any kind of, you know, market research or just trying to tell people what's going on, what are the trends. And we've started publishing reports, initially year reports, then quarterly, and now we do publish monthly reports. But what is missing is, what does that mean? How could you take the right decision at the right time based on that? So we try to provide not only data, but like insights, true market insights about, if you see this trend, this means that. So you should probably take that decision. That's what we do in a nutshell.
Very cool. So would I be able to look at certain reports to see the trend over the years for the use of ERC-721? You know, how many transactions have been there? How much money's been grossed in each particular year?
Mm-hmm. And I now operate under the NFT18 brand, which is still publishing market reports. But the one you mentioned, the metrics you mentioned, like volume of sales, volume of USD and others, are like the, let's say, basic, the layer one of metrics. Over time, we've built additional metrics, like some we really like are the volume of profits and loss at trading, the average holding period. So basically it means for how long people hold an NFT before reselling it. Mm-hmm. And that's an extremely interesting metric to give you a notion of the velocity, the liquidity of a market, and as well about what we call sub-segments. So within art, we can definitely get you insights about what's going on about photography. What is the average holding period over time for people that collect photography, or for music, or for this specific kind of assets within a metaverse? So we are able to be extremely specific from the overall space to segment, sub-segment, project, and even certain type of assets within a project.
It's because, yes, there are tools out there that can help anybody do this type of analysis, but you're going to do it wrong. For example, it is very easy to trade NFTs and create fake velocity, fake volume, fake everything. Yes. And people are going to quote these things. Specific problem with blockchain markets. I'm just saying a bunch of things here to scare you from the automated tools that are out there. They're not thinking about this type of stuff. He is.
That's an excellent point. Absolutely. You know, we have been battling so much with media. And I have nothing against media, but just that there is some sort of lack of knowledge about NFTs. And so that most media just consider that they can basically take the first figure they can find, and it's probably right. But the thing is that, just as you mentioned, that you gave a couple of examples, I can give you some notions about wash trading, about any kind of market manipulation, like just people or projects sweeping their own floor, or all the spam we see. I mean, some people will just consider that as you have, like, I don't know, 100,000 new assets minted on Polygon every day, it's a sign of health. No, it's just because it's extremely spammy. We usually have different figures than what other data providers can say, just because we try to remove all this fake volume, all this spam and scam. And that's something that can definitely lead to wrong conclusions about the space, wrong decision, and at the end of the day, a wrong global mainstream opinion about what NFTs truly are.
And how do we combat that?
You should not trust the first figure you meet. So when some people made the article from Dab Gamble explaining that 95% of NFTs are worthless, these people reach out to me and were like, do you confirm this trend? So most journalists don't think like that. And they're just like, oh, there is something exciting about NFTs. And that's exactly the angle I have right now. I would like to say this about NFTs, that NFTs are dead. So they were just looking for the right, you know, information aligned with the angle, which is, in my opinion, a shame.
It's not the case where you just inform people and then the knowledge spreads, right? That works with science, like science, reproducible things. But when we're working against some people's economic interest, when we're trying to prevent scams or prevent FUD, you always have to push, because the FUD's automatic.
That's why we've developed additional metrics about the holding period, about the profit and loss, the liquidity, the retention, all these things, just to help people go a little above just, oh, there's a lot of trading, or there is not a lot of trading. It's not because you hold an NFT 20 days and there are like, 2 billion traded per month, that's it, healthy. It's the contrary, it's absolutely unhealthy. But right now, what we have is, in my opinion, way, way, way more healthy than what the space was like 2 years ago. Oh, maybe 1 year and a half ago. Because right now, people hold their assets longer. It used to be 23 days during the bull market. It's more about like 100 days right now. That may sound like the market has slowed down drastically, like it's multiplied by 4. It's massive. But if you compare that to any other market, it's completely normal. Can you tell me just a single market, except stock exchange, of course, where people hold an asset only 20 days?
People hold food more than 23 days.
Yeah, definitely. All right. So yeah, that's the kind of comparison we try to give. It's about what does the space look like right now compared to 1 or 2 years ago?
And in your case, who should be buying these reports?
This is mostly a B2B product. We'll be issuing the November edition. But the pro version, which will not be expensive, it will be less than $100, is meant for any company, any brand, any fund, trader that is willing to know exactly what's going on every segment. So we really try to provide this data and provide the knowledge that, okay, this means that.
Let's put it this way. If anybody's making more than $1,000 a month selling NFTs, I think you can afford $89 to learn about the average holding period and the key insights that you're not going to get anywhere else.
So we're able to tell you which blockchain are actually dead, which blockchain are really active. We can tell you basically on which segment people lose the most money. And no surprise, people lose a lot of money on collectibles. But at the end of the day, most of these guys lost money. If you look at the top sale of last month, which is a CryptoPunk, which has been sold for $600,000, it's actually a loss of $100,500.
I have a question. It's NFT 18. Is the name inspired of the birthday of ERC 721 being created in 2018?
Almost. Almost. Actually, it's 18 because that's when we started being active in that space.
Okay. Hi, Zoop. It's good to hear from you. Thank you for having me and inviting me to help. You were mentioning that we need lots of education to about the raising the true usage of the NFT. By creating culture and investing in culture, you can actually let those people so they can understand the true way of the getting benefit from the NFTs.
Mm. Yep. Okay, that's a different angle. And you should pay attention as well to the qualitative metrics, like why people have been convinced by this value proposition. It's quite an old example, but if you look at Axie Infinity as a play-to-earn system, if you only look at Axie Infinity itself with the metrics they add, it looks like it's been the most skyrocketing game in the world, most likely 2 years ago. And everyone was playing Axie Infinity. But if you don't understand that they add a play-to-earn mechanism, you just don't get why Axie Infinity has been that popular and why it decreased in popularity as well. So, yeah, actually the metrics we have are actually only for ERC 721 and 1155. I can definitely tell you it's not a surprise that there are way more ERC 1155 because it's quite cheap to produce them. And on the other end, that the value is actually quite cheap as well for 1155. But regarding the others, just something I haven't mentioned, but we do rely on a data provider, which is called Simple Hash. And the thing is that they don't support these other standards yet. So that's why we don't have actual metrics about these other standards yet.
Gotcha.
I have questions to Zoop. Okay, let's think about NFTs again, okay? Let's think about the like rethinking of the NFTs and all the community and the ecosystem. Somehow, people are more interested in the DAOs. I mean, I've been trying to build something last 2 years, going to be 3 years right now. Still, we don't have governance mechanism at all. But in the market, there's a special interest on it. Is it only my observation? I don't know. What do you think if we can impact the culture, in the, let's say, crypto culture with the social impact?
Everyone is talking about communities in the NFT space, and I don't think we are using that word in the right way, because the communities we are talking about right now are mostly communities of people basically that are there to make money, like trading. And I think that there is obviously a community, a real community, like a human relationship, a thing about NFTs. And what we have seen, what grew over the past few years, is not only about people trying to make money. It's about people connecting all around the world. And the people that I met through nonfungible.com are people that I would never have met in a different context. We are talking about millions of people around the world. And these people are currently framing what the NFT space is. Of course, we of NFTs attracted a lot of traders, a lot of people that are there just to make money as fast as possible. But DAOs may be the right kind of community that we want to see and that will have a positive impact on NFTs. What we've seen is a lot of people that have insider's information being like, hey, you should buy this. And basically, it's just a traditional pump and dump.